circles and see where you end up. Walk a straight line for miles just to find the one you love.
You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. The Giving Tree Band has been called the greenest band in the land. The band from Illinois has a vision statement that outlines an eco-friendly approach to their music and life. For example, all the band members live in one home. Many of their instruments have been made from naturally fallen trees, and their CDs have been produced with renewable energy. On Sunday night, the Giving Tree Band performs in Lake Leelanau. IPR's arts reporter Dan Wanshura spoke with Eric Fink, who started the group with his brother in 2004.
In 2008, you guys partnered with the Aldo Leopold Legacy Center in Wisconsin to produce your album called Great Possessions. And I want to go over just exactly what that entailed. Solar energy was used to power everything in the studio. You camped in a campground about 10 miles away for a month straight. You biked to and from the studio, and you only ate produce that was donated by a local organic farm. Eric, it doesn't seem to be very practical to live like that, so I'm wondering, why was it important for you to produce the album that way?
You know, it was a concept album. It was something that we were trying to show how art could be made, you know, in a different way, and with an environmentally conscious system in place, like just really trying to think about every aspect of how the art was created, and up into and including like what was going into our bodies at the time. And I feel like it was an adventure. It was an experience. I almost think that myself and my brother Todd are more adventurers than we are musicians.
What sort of statement were you wanting to make with that concept project?
That's a good question. I think really it was just, you know, trying to get artists to analyze how they create their art, you know, and not just going about things willy-nilly, you know, and just, I think it was really trying to take a hard look at the intention and to show, look, you don't have to go to these extremes, but, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's to show like, look, you know, if this can be done by a bunch of ragtag yahoos, what can be done by the great?
Your music reaches people all over the world. You guys tour all over the place. I'm wondering, do you think you have an increased responsibility because you do have a platform to maybe set and follow certain standards?
That's another really good question. It feels that way, that's for sure. And I think that for artists, you know, we already think differently. So we have a great responsibility to share that different way of thinking. Even if other people don't agree or understand or like it, I think it's not to shove it in people's faces, but at the end of the day, it's to live that way and to have an example so people can look and go, wow, that's amazing that they're putting thought and care into what amplifier, what pickups, what guitars, what, you know, instruments, what the strings are, what the vehicle that transports all of those things does. You know what I mean? And for myself and my brother and the guys in the band, like, we just love it.
It's my understanding that the entire band lives in one home. Is that true?
Yeah. Been an interesting ride.
So why is that?
Well, quite frankly, one of the reasons is that, you know, we're all born working class. So when you get down to it, no one had a rich uncle that was going to fund this whole thing. So it was a matter of working hard and living communally and sacrificing and sharing things. I think, you know, to living communally allowed us to have it where if the muse tapped on one of the guy's shoulders at 3 a.m, we're all here and we can work on that. Aside from the financial savings, you open yourself up to a practice of creating that can only come from being around each other, because the muse doesn't punch a clock. She doesn't say, well, I'll create from 9 to 5 and then that's it. She might tap you at 3:30 a.m. And if you say not now, then you're practicing saying not now continuously. And then, you know, she stops tapping you on the shoulder.
I could find myself.
That was IPR arts reporter Dan Wanshura chatting with Eric Fink, a member of the Giving Tree Band. The group is out with a new album. It's called The Frequency of Love, and they will perform Sunday night at Fountain Point Resort in Lake Leelanau. This is Interlochen Public Radio. Well,